Hi, this Hello? Is Al from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. May I know what is your zip code?
11438.
11438. What is your zip
Hello?
Code?
11428.
428. Okay. Thank you. Now, are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm male, so.
Thank you. May I know what is the year of your birth?
1955.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic?
55.
Oh, 55. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Are you of Hispanic Latino or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not Hispanic of origin. So.
Okay. Mano, what is your race?
I'm black.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a master's degree, sir.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election, for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote.
And for whom did you vote? For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president?
Biden.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote,
probably,
or will you definitely?
I'll probably vote.
Probably?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you're extremely motivated?
I'm 7.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I see 3 or 4.
You said 4?
Yes, not even 4, 3.
Thank you. Now, please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I disagree.
I'm sorry, you say agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Disagree. Okay. Do you disagree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. I don't have the vote. I can choose the vote.
Somewhat?
The vote.
Okay.
Somewhat, yes.
Now, regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. First one says protecting gender equality.
Not necessarily. Not no.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Does it matter? Does not matter much.
Doesn't matter much. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Thank you. Next one says election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. How much does it matter? Does it matter a lot? Somewhat?
What the question?
The next one says, election for Congress. Does it matter a lot? Matters somewhat?
It matters. It matters much. It matters a lot.
Okay. About next one, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
What's the question, sir? You are doing other things. What's the question again?
The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Okay, what's the question?
Does it matter a lot? Matters somewhat. It does not matter much, or does not matter at all.
It matters somewhat.
Okay. Someone says protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Come again.
Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF. Does it matter a lot? Matters somewhat.
It matters a lot. Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, will you say protecting gender equality?
How likely are you
to vote on that? Nothing
will stop you, or want
to vote and probably will, or if it's convenient, it will vote, or you doubt that you will vote, or no chance that you will vote.
It's not going to vote.
Sorry?
That aspect would not be the one to make me vote, no.
You will not vote. Okay. How about next one? Election for Congress. Will you vote? Will want to vote and probably will? Or
probably will.
If it's convenient, you will vote? Or
sir, how long is that given? How many more minutes do I have for?
Well, we still have some more questions to go, about 10 minutes more perhaps.
No, the other answer. I was
we
in
would love to hear your opinion.
We're about 30%. We're almost done. No, you are 30% done. No, there are 10 minutes. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Bye-bye.
Let's try to finish this call now to avoid future calls.